Hi, my name's Ian Spencer, my call sign's Delta Juliet Zero Hotel Fox, and this is my walk around of the Yaesu FTX-1 transceiver. The field version is a very compact 10 watt radio, that is 10 watts if you supply it with 13.8 volts DC, or it can use a battery pack which connects on the back, which has 6400 milliampere hour capacity and gives you a 6 watt output. Or you can go with a 100 watt amplifier pack which connects to the back of the FTX-1 radio and converts this FTX-1 field radio into the FTX-1 Optima. The radio itself has dimensions of approximately 21 centimeters width, 9 centimeters in height, and 5.5 centimeters deep. This radio has a fair number of controls. However, be aware that this is a modern radio which uses a lot of touchscreen functions, so it may be difficult for a blind person to operate without the use of a PC program or a phone app. Although I don't know anyone who has done it yet, looking at the manual, this radio should be compatible with my FTTalk program. In this walk around, I'm going to be covering all of the controls on the front and top of the radio, plus all of the sockets on the left and right hand side, plus all of the sockets and connectors on the back of the radio. Starting with the front of the radio, quite a large amount of the front panel is taken up by the multicolour screen, which goes from just right of centre to almost the left hand side, with just a little bit of space at the left hand side for some controls. It's easy to identify the screen area because it has a raised bezel all around it. Most of the controls are on the right-hand side or in a horizontal row along the top of the radio. This radio offers both main and sub receivers. And if we go to the very top left-hand corner of the front panel and come down at about 45 degrees to the right, we'll come to a knob, and below that a button, and below that a further knob. The button in the middle is the power on-off button. You need to hold it down for about 1 second to switch the transceiver on or off. Going up above that to the what's called the sub dial, this tunes the frequency of the sub receiver, and you can switch the two receivers over. So if you press this, it switches the main and the sub. So what was the sub becomes the main, and what was the main becomes the sub. And this dial always controls the frequency of the sub receiver. Going down past that power on off button, which is also a lock button. At the bottom, you come to the multifunction AF, RF and squelch control. Normally, this is the AF gain control for the sub receiver. However, it is also a switch. And so if you press it, it will switch to being the RF gain for all modes except FM. And if you're in an FM mode, then this will feature and function as the squelch control. As an RF gain control, having it fully clockwise will be maximum RF gain. Obviously, as a squelch control, if you have it fully clockwise, you'll have a lot of squelch and you may not be able to receive weak signals, so you'll need to back this off. These are the only controls to the left of the display. If you go to around the middle of the front panel and then go to the right, you'll come to a very large knob, which is the main VFO tuning knob. And above that to the left is a button, above that to the right is a button, and below it to the left is a button, and below it to the right is a button. If we go to the button just above the VFO to the left, this is the QMB button, the quick memory bank button. If we go to the button to the right above the VFO tuning knob, this is the clarifier button. Below the VFO tuning knob and to the left is the back button, which returns you to the previous screen. And below the tuning knob to the right is the fine stroke fast tuning button. Now, if you take your finger to the top right hand corner of the front panel and come down to the left at about 45 degrees, you'll come to a rotary knob. Below this is a button, and below that another rotary knob. So let's go to that top rotary knob on the right-hand side. This is the function knob. and is used for adjusting menu settings. Below that is a push button, which is used to change between different displays. And below that is the AF, RF and squelch control for the main receiver. And it works in the same way as the sub-receiver. So normally it's the AF gain control. If you click it once in, then it will change to an RF gain control. And again, where fully clockwise is maximum RF gain. On all modes except FM. If you run FM, this is the squelch control. And you probably don't want it fully clockwise. Otherwise, everything will basically be squelched. You won't hear very much. And so it needs to be backed off so that the squelch is just active. And that completes the walk around of the front panel of the FTX-1. I'll now look at all of the controls on the top of the radio, and they're in a long horizontal row at the front top of the radio. There are 8 buttons, and starting from the left, the first button is GM, turn the group monitor function on or off. The second one is enable Super DX function to increase sensitivity. 3 displays the PMG primary memory group. 4 is the mag band button. In VFO mode, each key press switches the operating frequency band. In memory mode, each time the key is pressed, only memory channels of the same frequency band are automatically recalled as a group. 5 is NW mode, to set the DSP digital IF filters to narrow bandwidth. 6 is the split button. 7 is the VFO memory button. This key toggles frequency control between VFO and the memory system. 8 is memory to VFO. Data saved in a memory channel can be transferred to the VFO. This walkaround is to familiarise you with the layout of the buttons. Obviously, to understand exactly what the buttons do, you do need to read the manual. Now I'd like to go on to look at the connectors available on this radio. And we're going to go to the left-hand side of the radio first. And on this side, there are 5 connectors. And 4 of them, I think, are covered with a rubber cap. I don't own this radio, but it does look like they are covered to protect them. The top one, and they're in a vertical row, the top one is the phone jack. And you connect your headphones with a standard 3.5mm stereo jack, and when you plug this in, it disconnects both the internal and external loudspeakers. The second one down is for your key, and this is a 3.5mm 3-contact jack, so it's a stereo type jack, and it accepts a CW key or a Kia paddle. A 2-contact plug cannot be used in this jack. The keying up voltage is plus 5 volts DC, and key down current is 3 milliamps. The ground is connected to the barrel, and either your key, or if you're using an electronic plug, the dot is connected to the tip, and for a straight key, the middle connection is not used, and in a bug key, it's the dash connection. The third one down, this is the terminal for connecting the optional GPS antenna unit called FGPS-5. And 4 is a USB Type-C connector, which is used to charge the battery. The charger output should be 45 watts or more. DC 15 volts, 2 amps. Output compatible and a PD compatible Type-C cable. For information on charging and transmission and reception when a USB PD charger is connected, see Relationship between Connected Power Source Charging and Transmission / Reception on page 7 of the manual. Connecting to a computer from this jack with a commercially available USB cable allows remote control by CAT commands from a computer. The jack can also be used for input and output of audio signals and transmitter control. A USB driver is required for remote control from a computer, and you can download the driver from the Yaesu website at www.yaesu.com. And the bottom connector is the RJ45 connector for the microphone. If we now go to the right-hand side of the radio, there are 2 connectors here. There's a large connector which is more towards the back of the radio, and this is the Bluetooth connector. This is the terminal for connecting the optional Bluetooth unit, BU6. And near the front is a micro SD card slot, where you can insert a commercially available micro SD card to back up the various radio settings, memory channels, recordings, or received audio, etc. Now we need to turn the radio around so that we can look at the connectors on the rear of the radio, and they're all on the right hand end of the radio. So if you go to the top right hand corner of the back panel of the radio and come down to the left at about 45 degrees, you'll come to the first connector. This is a BNC type coaxial connector for HF and 50 MHz antennas. If you come directly down from that, you'll come to the second BNC connector, which is for 144 and 430 MHz. And if you come down from that and slightly to the right, there is a connector, a terminal, for connecting ground for good earth and safety. If you move your finger to the left of that, you'll come to the external speaker connector. This is a 3.5mm two contact, so a mono jack, which provides audio output for an external loudspeaker. And if you come down from that one, you'll come to quite a complex DIN connector, which is for tuner stroke linear amplifier. This is a 10-pin output jack and is used to connect to the external automatic antenna tuner or a linear amplifier. And if you move to the right from that multi-pin connector, then you'll come to the DC in 13.8 volts. This is the DC power supply connection for the transceiver, and you should use the supplied DC cable to connect directly to a DC power supply. And that completes the walk around, but now just two additional pieces of information. In Europe and the UK, there are two versions. The European version is called B2 for Europe, and it does not have 4 meters, 70 megahertz, and it has a narrower 5 megahertz band. And the other one is C2 for the UK, which does have 70 megahertz and also has a wider frequency allocation for the UK on 5 megahertz. And you can switch the radio between the two different versions, and you can do it by switching off, and then you have to press and hold the mag button on the top, that's the fourth from the left, and at the same time the M memory to VFO button, which is the one on the very right. Hold them down and then turn on the radio, wait a couple of seconds and then release them, and it will swap between B2 and C2 or C2 and B2. The other thing you might want to do is to be able to reset the radio if you've accidentally used the touch screen and put the radio into a state which you're not sure about, then you can reset it to the factory conditions, and that is by holding the back button, that's below the VFO just to the left, and the fine stroke fast button, which is below the VFO knob and just to the right, so the two buttons below the VFO. If you press them in and hold them and turn the radio on, it will reset the radio to its factory default conditions. But please remember, if you reset the radio or if you change the version between European and UK, it will delete all of the memories. And that completes the walk around of the Yaesu FT1-X transceiver.